99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. Apparently there are people there who really want to talk about love. Sure, you got. I'm here for you. All right, pardon me. So welcome to the 48 Laws of Power. We are following through. Don't worry. All the men who have tried it, maybe didn't work for them, are all on WhatsApp at this moment. Relax. I did say next week. Relax. Next week, God willing. Oh, by the way, I found the quote I was looking for. Aleister Crowley, love is the law, but love under will. So the love, according to Aleister Crowley, the love has to be under the human will. And then when you read of the love of the shepherd or the dove, it says that the will must be under love. So basically, the rules of Satan are just inverted to that of Christ. It's just opposites. Exactly. Just opposites. So, if you've ever... I've heard people say, I love him 50%. I love him 70%. Sometimes I wonder, do you really know what you're talking about? Right? Like, when people say, love's not enough. That's because your will is above the love. So love is not enough. But the moment your human will is held slave to love, then love is all you need. So we'll talk about it next week. If you've fallen in love, I think this is a good fit for language and interpretations next Wednesday. So if you've fallen in love, you want to be on Nigeria Info next week. So you want to tell us your story. And those who envy you will first despise you and then wish they were you. I'm here for it. Next Wednesday, so don't miss it. In the meantime, 48 Laws of Power. Law number 3. Let's talk. Look, my phone lines have been ringing. It didn't even stop since confessions. So do me a favor. We're done with confessions, wonderful people. Confessions makes a comeback next week, Thursday. Now is time for the Lords of Logic. So wonderful people, let's not talk about love today. Yeah? Even if you're getting married this afternoon. Talk about it next week. Thank you. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-4- 0201-465-7190. I want to read you the summary or the judgment. It goes, conceal your intentions. Keep people off balance and in the dark by never revealing the purpose behind your actions. If they have no clue what you are up to, they cannot prepare a defense. Guide them far enough down the wrong path. Envelope them in enough smoke, and by the time they realize your intentions, it will be too late. This is conceal your intentions, law number 3 of the 48 Laws of Power. So what's necessary here when we say conceal your intentions is the context, or at least the idea of the writer and what he means. And so he does suggest that you're not just concealing your intentions. You are creating a smoke screen as well. So you are a manipulator with strings and you're trying to string everyone off the wrong path. Yeah, which is opposite to your intention. And all of this, he believes, at least this law number 3, is said to be one of the vital things you must do if you want power in the real world. So let's talk on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello, it's good to have you here.
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Yeah. Just looking on the line.
Good to have you.
This love.
Oh, baby.
You said we shouldn't talk about it.
See, were you the last caller?
That was talking about in love?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
We'll talk about love next week. And yes, I was right when I said you're ordinary if you haven't loved. But next week you can defend yourself. Next week.
You like to make it. I don't know. She riled me up. Yeah, things I want to say right now.
Relax. Next week. Just keep it in your armory. Next week, right. Come at me. I'm here for it.
Okay. Now, about this topic.
Yeah.
I agree. with what this this thought. What did you call? What did you say again?
He says conceal your intentions, but yeah. It's not just concealing. You're manipulating your circle to think otherwise. Meanwhile, your intention is contrary to what you're thinking. So you're leading them one way, but your motive is the other way.
Yes, that's the way to survive right now. Yes, and I want to bring in sports.
Okay.
In football, mm-hmm. you have to follow this rule. In war, you have to follow this rule. If you don't, your enemy is going to get you. Football, there are tactics. You are going to come out to say you are not starting a player just to confuse
the other team,
the opponent. You understand?
Yeah.
So when you now bring in the player to start, they are confused. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a way of surviving in the world. That's it. In fact, I agree wholeheartedly with everything this person has said.
So is this a method for your friends, or this is a method against your enemies specifically?
Against enemies specifically.
Okay.
Oh. And when you say friends, I have acquaintances, but friends, that one is deep.
Yeah.
So my intentions, maybe when there are some things I can't tell my friends. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, but why can't you trust your friends enough to tell them? Is it because they're not trustworthy or they're not good?
It is not because they are not trustworthy.
Okay.
I can't just tell them. There are some things I can't tell them. Private things.
Okay.
I can't tell them.
Okay.
No matter what.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Like, maybe kissing and telling. I don't do that.
No, not kissing and telling.
Like, no, I'm not saying like kiss and telling too. You can tell your friends.
Okay.
You can tell your friends.
No, that's for stupid boys. No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying it. So there are some things. When I said there are some things I can't tell them.
Okay.
E.g., kissing and telling. Yeah, other things I can't tell them.
Yeah, I can get other. That kissing and telling one just made you look like a primary five boy, but I get it.
You
like,
said what?
You look like a. You sound like a primary five boy if you're kissing and telling, but
yeah. Yeah, if those who kiss and
tell. Sounds juvenile. Yeah, actually.
Yes, they sound juvenile.
Yeah, okay.
But even men. Adult married men are still doing
so. Do you agree that this is deception and you're practicing deception if this is a tool in your armory?
Deception?
You don't think, of course.
I don't think it is deception.
You don't think? I'm going to read you another paragraph of the book because I have the book on my phone. So I'm going to read you another paragraph from the book, okay?
All right,
Lagos. So we're discussing the 48 Laws of Power. Let me squeeze in one more conversation before I read the excerpt from the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes,
Lord Maruka.
Oh, real quick. I'm sorry. 30 seconds. Yes. So you call me back, okay? I apologize. I thought I had a minute.
Yeah. This is whatever. If people act on what they know, if they don't have facts about you, they don't react to fight you. So if you if you're able to do that, to hide in order to make a certain move, it's better. Let me show that maybe there's advert coming up.
Yeah. Okay, so off on a break, Lagos. When we come back, we need to establish that the motive for this rule is deception. So you claim to be a good guy or a good girl. If you are agreeing to this, you agree to the deceptiveness of it. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. And before we go into the conversation, I want to quickly share with you a few reactions on WhatsApp right now. It's so funny. It brings tears to my eyes. So I have men in my WhatsApp right now literally panicking over this love thing. And there's one here, you can just tell is just his ego and his desperately trying to scurry around, trying to see whether he can rescue his ego from my touch. And this is the privilege that I have against you or above you. It's the privilege of both experience and knowledge. It's the advantage of pain, because I felt pain. And while you have only but an opinion, you would have nothing else to do than to sit and listen. And if you eventually, when this becomes a conversation, you decide to speak, please speak as though you're speaking to someone who has said that she has an advantage over you. So I'm not being modest about it. I said exactly for what it is. I have an advantage over you. I have the advantage of pain. I have the privilege of experience and knowledge. And if you're going to speak on it, if you're going to in any way decide to contend with anything that I say, or even anything that the callers may even say, come armed. Because we take no prisoners. I won't. But Kunle says, did you say he should unblock her? Did the guy even sound confident and secure? It's good to love, but not like this. This is someone from the UK. So that's the thing. There is a supposition that there is how you should love. Again, I point you somewhere. Aleister Crowley says his version of love is to love under wheel, to bring love under human wheel. And I'm making this easy for you, so at least you know where to go. Love under wheel, and then there is the other love that says that the wheel must be subject to love. I don't know. I can't even tell you anything better than that. So go do your research, and then next week, believe me, I want to hear what you have to say, even if you don't believe in love. But at least you must have an educated position. Yeah, so it's not a free-for-all. All right? Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Better still, I would hope that you change your mind and decide to seek love and maybe even become love yourself. Good. I think this love topic is going to really be a problem around here. All right. 34 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. Welcome, lords, to the Lords of Logic. So, yep, you probably are not aware that as far as the 48 Laws of Power goes, deception is a spirit of the game. And so here is a paragraph I wanted to share with you. And I quote, If at any point in the deception you practice, people have the slightest suspicion as to your intentions, all is lost. Do not give them the chance to sense what you're up to. Throw them off the scent by dragging red herrings across the path. Use false sincerity, send ambiguous signals, set up misleading objects of desire, unable to distinguish the genuine from the false, they cannot pick out your real goal. So let's establish that the motive of this conceal your intention, according to Robert Greene, as a means to attain social power, is mischievous. It's not only mischievous, it's deception. So let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190 is the Lords of Logic, baby. Let's talk. Good to have you here.
Hello, guys.
Yes, good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. Quickly, my name is George.
Welcome, George.
And, why are you screening out our messages on the love issue? You don't want to accept our side. Let's trash this thing down. I'm ready this argument.
Oh, for today?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You are screening out some messages, and I know mine is amongst them. You didn't want to.
You wrote me so. No. Okay. So hold on a second. Hold on a second. No, relax. No, just because you have an opinion, don't mean I'm going to accept it. It has to be intelligent. Otherwise, I'm not going to accept it. Hold on a second, though. Yeah. Hold on a second. I love the fact that you're riled up, and it's good, but make it intelligent an argument.
It's not about being riled up.
But this is what you're going to do for me. Next Wednesday, we're going to do it. That's my word to you.
Okay, no problem.
All right?
No
Thank
problem.
You. Thank you.
Let me quickly touch on the 14 laws of power thing you're talking about, and this particular line about deception. Doesn't that just describe all you read out just now? Doesn't that just describe how the devil operates?
I don't know. You tell me. Tell me.
That's what I'm telling you. Listen, look at it very well. When you manipulate, when you deceive, when you carry people along with without them, by concealing your real intention, you deceive them, you lie to them. I mean, that just describes the devil's nature.
So
let me tell you something about Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
whether you know or not, I'm sure you do know, Joyce. You are widely read and you have deep understanding of things. The 14 laws of power is the rule book of the occult.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yes.
I know. Robert Greene is of the occult, so he represents the people he talks to. And the danger in it is that it's been passed off as a book that every normal human being should read and adhere to and practice the rules. So that way they're trying to corrupt the minds of those who do not belong to the occult. So at the end of the day, they act like those in the occult, which is the devil's intention, which is Satan's grand intention.
Wow.
The 48 rules of power, from number 1 to 48, it describes how to grab power through deception, through manipulation, through lies, through deceit, name it. Everything about that book is negative. Nothing positive about it.
Oh.
So if you look at most of the world leaders, politicians, the dictators, the despots, and the criminal gangs around the world, that's the rule book they adopt. So let nobody get it twisted.
Well, good.
The rules of power is the rule book of the occult.
Fantastic position. Thank you very much for calling. Let's hear people agree or disagree. So that's also one of the reasons I thought we should analyze the book and hear what people think of it when we decide to break it down and chew it bone for bone. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Lady J.
Good to have you. Thank you very much for calling.
Beautiful afternoon to you.
Yeah.
Lord Emeka from Satellite
House. Lord Emeka, good to have you here.
The last caller just spoke my mind.
Mm?
In fact, if you were to be around, I'll have a drink with you and I'll foot the bill. You see, these are the takeaways from that very laws of power. And like you rightly opined, the 48 laws of power is for despots, it's for dictators. It represents a very, very morbid circle of occultic people who are desperate to keep manipulating. Even if, as we speak, most of these world leaders operate with these 48 laws of power. In a cordial environment, in a very cordial environment, like the question you asked one of the callers, if you could apply that with friends. In a cordial environment, you cannot apply any of the 48 laws of power because it will lead to distrust. In this instance, it could lead to distrust and isolation when people find out that you always conceal your intentions and tend to lead people down the wrong path while you conceal your true intentions. So the takeaways in all this is that revealing your intentions can make you vulnerable to others who use that information against you. That is what this very law is talking about. And that was that people tend to make assumptions based on what they know about you. And if you reveal too much, they may think they have figured you out. This is for political, it's strictly for politicking. Another third one is keeping your intentions hidden creates an air of mystery and unpredictability that can be useful in gaining power.
Let's assume that there was a scenario where someone thought he could use mystery to his advantage, or a lady could use mystery to their advantage. So for example, I've heard people in relationships say, separate yourself, make yourself scarce so that the other person can miss you. Have you heard that before?
Well, that is quite different from what this law is talking about.
Well, it's a strain, isn't it?
Scarcity creates value.
That's artificial value. Isn't that artificial? It's like what they do with diamonds today in the market. It's artificial scarcity.
Exactly. You're talking about value.
I'm talking about the logic here. I'm talking about the logic of someone thinking, well, I'm just going to use absence to create fondness. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, they're not talking about using absence. They're talking about intentions.
Oh, okay.
Concealing intentions.
Okay.
It's quite different from absence. For instance, even if I'm your friend, and every now and then I'm around you, every time now and then I'm around you, I want to be around you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you get
tired of it.
Me.
Okay.
Exactly. But like you said, absence can create some level of value. That's why, for instance, the dollar in Nigeria now is said to be scarce.
Mm-hmm.
That is why the price is going up.
Yeah.
Because it is scarce. When a commodity, a choice commodity, is scarce, it creates a value for it, more value. But in this instance, we're talking about relationships that it could destroy. And like I said, if taken too far, this law, if taken too far by concealing intentions, in a war setting, it could be a valuable tool. In politics, it could be a valuable tool. But in a cordial atmosphere, a cordial relationship, it can lead to distrust and isolation if taken to the extreme.
Okay.
Well, because as he said, learn to read the intentions of others by observing their behavior and body language and use this information to your advantage.
Yeah.
And that takeaway is that when you do reveal your intentions, do so gradually and strategically to maintain control of the situation.
Mm.
Without politics, without a mafiadom, without a war situation, these laws, I make bold to say, are occultic, they're manipulative, and they are not for any clear conscience to apply.
Okay.
In order to maintain a cordial atmosphere.
Thank you very much. The Lords of Logic today appear to be spoiling the taste in the mouth of those who've established faith in this book. I know there are many men who've read this book or heard about it and have drawn their strengths from the philosophy in this book. So now it does quite appear that some of you on the Lords of Logic put a bad taste in their mouth, but let's find out those who may agree on the Lords of Logic with the 48 Laws of Power. Law number 3, conceal your intentions. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Turn up the volume of your radio set, my friend.
Twitter, Donnie. This is Lord Nenon from FESA.
Lord Nenon, thank you very much for calling.
So this particular law, you know, I would say from the onset, I'll say I've always been on a position of strength more than power. And the reason I say is that, for example, I feel like, let me also see my feet, but it's my own conviction that the deception is a tool of a lesser man. I'll tell you why. Remember when I gave you
Wait. Deception is the tool of a lesser man.
Yeah, this
bring
is
it.
Why I say so. Like, remember when I gave you that example of that Korean general that used 13 ships to beat 333?
It's a lie.
Yeah. There was no deception there. Why did he win? He won because of knowledge.
All right.
So my main issue, I feel, with this particular law of power, it creates, or even my second example, when the Athenians...
You have 20 seconds. Round up.
When the Athenians created shock warfare to attack the patients, there was no deception there, just that they believed that they had no other option. So in general, it puts you in a mind of hubris that I am always in control, which isn't true.
We're off on a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info.